I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Today on Hey Spirit, I had the pleasure of speaking to Lorraine, a fellow New Yorker, and she's got a big personality just like me. Unfortunately, Lorraine lost many loved ones to COVID, her father being one of them. Lorraine had a great relationship with her father, and he gave her so many reminders that he is still with her, cheering her on. Well, welcome. I want to thank you for allowing me to share my gift with you today. So I will share with you, there is a mother energy stepping forward. So if your mother is not departed, it could be mother-in-law, grandmother. It could even be an aunt or someone that was like a mother to you. There is also a husband energy with her. And there is also a father figure with her. So how do you connect with that?
I connect with that with being the mother figure is my aunt who passed recently. When you say the husband figure, do you mean it's her husband?
I felt that it was husband. I felt that it was a husband energy.
Then that would be her big mouth husband. And the father figure would be my dad, who also passed recently.
Oh, okay. So know that they're stepping forward. Mm-hmm. But your mom is here in the physical world?
My mother's here, yes.
Okay, because I asked to validate that it was your dad. He took red roses and handed them to a mother figure here in the physical world. Red roses for me is a symbol of love and devotion and or anniversary. You can have your own sign and symbol for red roses. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Validating that it is your dad's soul that is present.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but your dad is so excited. And he literally just said to me, he goes, Teresa, he goes, tell my daughter that there really is a heaven and that there is a place where our souls go. And it's almost like, I don't want to say, like, sometimes a soul might say that to me if they struggled with their faith or if they didn't have a faith, but I didn't feel like that with him. I felt like it was more like he was in awe of it. Like almost like when Dorothy got to Oz. Yes. And I don't know why I use that scenario, but it was almost like that, unbelievableness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because my father would be the kind of person that would be surprised and shocked by all of that.
And it's so, and he just literally, he goes, I don't even know what I'm doing right now. He goes, but it's so peaceful here. Like he doesn't even understand this working of channeling, communicating.
It sounds like him. Oh my God. Yes. Like he couldn't turn the friggin' TV on. I mean, really? So.
and again, he's in awe and amazed by what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then he looked at me and he went, Teresa, can you believe I died? Now, when spirit makes me feel like that, that's sometimes how we feel.
Right.
He snapped his fingers at me, which is my symbol for that he had to have passed quickly. Now, that's
interpretation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that'll happen if somebody was sick and all of a sudden they declined so quickly, uh-huh, or we didn't expect him to pass at that moment, even though we knew he wasn't feeling well or doing well. We never thought in a million years that he was going to die. Does that, mm-hmm, make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He's laboring my breathing, which is my symbol for that he passed from something of the heart, lungs, and or chest. Is that correct?
Yes. COVID.
Oh, and he said, there is no way. He goes, I never thought that I was going to die.
Yeah.
Your dad was also funny. He literally just said to me, you know, there were days, Teresa, that I felt like shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be him. And he was a very funny person.
Yeah, like, but I love his prayer. And it's almost like, because he keeps saying to me, I can't believe I died. And this is how I died.
Yeah.
And then he literally, like, he started pinching himself and started like rubbing his legs and started jumping up and down. And he's like, I can move. I can breathe. I don't have any pain.
Right.
And then he made me feel like, though, was he unconscious for some time or for a couple of days or a couple, yeah, of hours? Because he made me feel like I could not communicate, but yet I could hear your voice. So whether if you would call or they would hold the phone up or maybe it was a FaceTime, whatever it is, I felt like I can feel and hear you and your mom.
What happened was he was intubated. So obviously they had him in a induced coma. My mother got in to see him. I could not see him, but she swears that when she was talking to him, he was, you know, out of it. She says she swears she could have saw a tear go down his cheek.
Yes.
Yes.
That is the validation that your mother was 100% correct. Because I can hear. And whether, mm-hmm, if your mom was talking about you or saying things about you to your dad, mm-hmm, I feel that. He's making me hear that. Please, Lorraine, do not take any of this for granted, because this is what we tend to do. Things that we experience, we think everyone has gone through that, or everyone that has gone through COVID or lost someone through COVID that this happened. And it's not. Mm-hmm. This is your dad's way of saying, I heard your mom. I knew. But, and I said to him, I go, what was the tear about? And he said, Teresa, it was a bunch of mixed emotions. It was emotions of the love that I have for my wife. He says, and there was a part of me that I knew that I was going to die, mm-hmm, and that would be one of the last times that I would see her.
Mm-hmm. And I think he had to have known that.
Yeah, that I can't explain this feeling, Lorraine. It's like through my entire body, I feel it in my heart, in my soul, and I can feel his soul like moving in and out of me, validating that it's correct. And he says, I wouldn't have traded that moment for anything, because I can feel your mom holding his hand. Mm-hmm. I can see her rubbing his face and literally wiping the tear, mm-hmm, and pulling his hair back.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
So know that now that's a very intimate moment that your mom shared with him while he was sick.
Right.
That is something there is no way that I would have known about. And your father just said to me, he goes, do you know how strong my wife was to be able to do that? He says, because there was a part of her as well that she knew that, mm-hmm, that was the last time. He says, and Lorraine, there are no regrets. Mm-hmm. There are no regrets. We did everything that we could at that time.
Yeah.
And I feel like your dad was getting better.
He was up and down.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it was
a roller coaster.
One minute he's doing great. He's bouncing back. The next minute he's ready to drop. It's like they put you in the night with my mother. They actually called my house and said, you better get your mother here to see him because he's not lasting the night. He did. He lasted, mm-hmm, a few nights, but that was definitely why we were called to go there.
Mm-hmm. Very lucky. He showed me he lasted 3 nights. Is that correct?
I think it sounds about right, Teresa. Yes.
And I want to say this. I don't have a meaning for this and I don't know how to interpret this. So I'm just going to say to you what he made me feel and what he showed me. Mm-hmm. It was almost like he has me laying in this bed and I can't see you, but I can feel you walking in the room, and it's almost like I can see a smile on his face.
Uh-huh.
So was that something that you or your mom felt, or you thought you witnessed?
Well, I don't know if this makes sense, but we had him quarantining in my house because my mother was COVID positive in her apartment. And the morning he went to, it was the beginning of COVID. So we really had no
idea.
No, we didn't think anything of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked downstairs, I walked downstairs and he was sitting on my living room coffee table, confused as all hell. And I'm like, how long have you been sitting here? And he was like, I don't know. So I think, yeah, he was happy to see me because he might have been there all night. Oh, I don't know. He was very confused.
Whatever it is, it's this feeling of that I'm not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's important. And I think that what I love is that your dad already validated by saying we did everything that we could at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We did the right thing. This is what the information that we had.
Yeah.
This is what we needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I just wasn't strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, did your dad have some ailments?
Not really.
I feel very
crazy.
A little bit
of diabetes, nothing like when he went to the hospital, they says he's a great candidate. He's really in good shape. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to make it. There you go. Didn't do it.
And it was almost, and this might be why I feel shocked of that he died.
Mm-hmm.
And why he said the first thing, can you believe this is how I died? This is mm-hmm. that I actually even did die. He's making me feel like you still can't believe that he's gone.
Yeah, it's still all very intangible to me.
Yeah, it's just not, and he says, but I came to you in the dream and I told you that I was okay. Did you have the dream of your dad?
No, I have not dreamt of my
Did
father.
Your mom?
Not that I know of.
He's telling me yes. Don't be surprised if now you have this dream. I don't dream uh-huh. of my loved ones that have died.
Right.
He just showed me him standing in front, completely, completely healthy and smiling. And I can hear him say, I am fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did he have a brother that died?
He had a
brother-in-law. He showed me he's bringing forward other souls that he's with on the other side.
A brother years ago, but he didn't really talk to his brother very much.
That's fine. I need to validate that I said something to you that you said that you did not have the dream. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
My job is just to interpret the information. So I need to make sure that I interpret it correctly and that you and or your mom will have that visitation. From him.
Okay.
And I asked him, he brought forward other souls. There was also a sister with him on the other side, or a sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law. Yeah.
Validating that all of the souls are together on the other side.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Your father showed me this. Was there like a book of, I don't know if it was poems or a special book that he liked. I don't know what this is.
A book. My father was a bookie, so he had a pad where he wrote his bets on it.
That's fine. I
know you get it. You're a New Yorker like me. Come on.
I do get it, but I didn't understand. Now I understand the red writing.
Yeah.
That's my symbol for...
That's my father. He would always write in his book.
And do you have that?
It's in his room on his little desk in my mother's apartment. I saw it recently.
Perfect. I know that sounds weird and crazy. Like, why would he bring that up? But it's something that there's no way I would know about.
Yeah.
Validating that when you saw it, when you looked at it, that his soul was with you at the exact moment. Because I can feel him in your apartment. I can feel him with you because I can see the shadow going back and forth. Uh-huh. So know that whatever that is that you sense or you feel, know that that is your dad.
Uh-huh.
Know that you're not crazy. It's not your imagination, nor is it wishful thinking.
Right. Okay. But,
there is something I don't know. He didn't write anything down, right? But I feel like somebody wrote something of saying goodbye. And I don't know what it is because he shows it to me on a yellow piece of paper, like on a legal pad. And it just says, I love you. goodbye. And I never saw that before. So I don't know what that means.
He always wrote on a yellow legal pad.
Oh.
That's what he wrote his things on. When you said a book, but he wrote on a yellow legal pad.
Okay. I'll accept
without
that.
A doubt. Yeah.
So whether if your mom has these little items of legal pads with his writing or little notes, validating of keeping the things that have no monetary value, knowing that when you look at these things, his soul is with you at these exact moments.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Your father says, I did hear you say goodbye to me.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to know that I've always been extremely proud of you.
Oh, my father, I was his dream girl, yeah.
Pride and joy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Pride and joy.
For sure. Coin.
He shows me this picture of him all dressed like in a suit and you like in this beautiful dress. I don't know if it was like a special sacrament or something.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? That's a picture of, was it his 60th birthday, I think? And I had he was in a suit, and it's my favorite picture. And I'm very skinny and young and beautiful then. And I had a black, long, you know, spaghetti strap gown on. And I was just saying the other day, this picture, I have to frame it. I look the best I ever looked, and my father looks so great there.
Validating that your father's soul was with you at that exact moment, knowing that that is your favorite picture. I felt like it was such a special moment. Like it had to be like something really special, but that's what the picture means to you.
Yeah, it does. He looked great and I look great. So, hey, we want to save those pictures where we look great.
We got to find them. I'm trying to dig up a couple of myself. But this is your dad's way of saying, because it's very easy for spirit to show me like them laying in a hospital bed and like you picturing him on a vent and him not being able to speak and being confused, sitting on the coffee table. So for your dad to say, this is how I want you to remember me. Uh-huh. Remember me in this picture. Again, because when I first connected with his soul, he was jumping up and down. He was free. He was pinching and going, look at how great I look. Look how good. I got color in my face. Uh-huh. You know, I look fantastic. Now, did your dad wear glasses?
Yes.
Do you have his glasses?
Yes. Okay.
because I saw them next to a nightstand. That's just my symbol for that you have kept someone's glasses.
Yes, I have his glasses. Uh-huh.
Validating again that you did everything right. And I want you to know that you pay tribute and honor me every single day of your life.
Uh-huh.
He says, I want mom. He goes, mom, she's a handful, right? He goes, now, Teresa, now my daughter knows.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't listen. She likes to walk to the beat of her own drum.
Yes.
And do her own thing.
Yes.
And he says, I want you to know that I support on how you, I'll use this term, handle her. Like you uh-huh. let her be, and you can't tell her any different.
No, you can't.
So he says, I know how difficult it can be for you at times, but I want you to know that I am right by your side and I'm giving you that strength.
Mm-hmm.
Were you looking for paperwork or some type of document or a...
Like recently or just the
yeah,
document?
Yeah, or he brought me, usually when spirit brings, he brought me first to a safe and then he brought me to a lawyer's office and then there were three stacks of papers. And then he had me shuffling through the papers and I felt like I was looking for a specific.
Well, yeah. I mean, what I did was I had to get his name off of the deed to their condo and I put my name on it. So that if something happens to my mother, the right of ownership comes to me, right? So we don't have to deal with the damn courts. And that's what definitely what it could be.
So again, it's very easy for spirit to say to me, tell them I support all the choices and decisions, the way that they're handling everything, especially uh-huh. with the legal documents.
Right, okay.
So know that your dad was with you and supporting that decision.
Uh-huh.
Your dad talks about, I don't know, did he have a pinky ring or a special ring? And then he talks about a watch.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. He had a pinky ring for sure. And he had this, this watch, you know, about a week before he got sick, we were at an event and he kept telling my husband, when I die, my diamond watch is yours. My husband's like, Nikki, come on. And he's like, no, I want you to know it's yours. And after he passed, my mother gave him the watch. And I believe my husband has had this pinky ring of his for the longest time. Wow. Because he gave it to him a while ago.
He goes, can you ask him, Teresa, why he doesn't wear it?
It's because it's white gold and diamonds. It's nice for, it's beautiful. It's nice for an event, but to go every day.
Hey,
you know.
Listen, I'd be wearing that thing to Target. But I find it interesting when a soul says to me, the main purpose of this is that they know that I'm okay and that I'm at peace
mm-hmm.
and that I didn't suffer. And more importantly, I was not afraid.
Right.
So I said to your dad, so you have to use those things that give that peace of that no one else would know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And knowing that from the moment his soul left the physical body, he was completely healed. There was no suffering. He was greeted by other loved ones on the other side.
Right.
Did you just get some happy news in the family? Like, is someone getting married or is someone having a baby? I don't care if it's a cousin or a nephew. Like, I feel like that there was just some really good news because he made me feel like that there really hasn't been any. And now it's like, we have so many good things, positive things to look forward to.
Not that I know of, because it's been a shit show here. I can tell you that.
But this is what I love. I actually love when spirit has me say something so specific.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't be surprised when you hear that news, whatever it is, know that your dad's soul is validating that he knows about it uh-huh. and will be attending it in spirit.
Okay. As long as I'm not pregnant one, I'm good.
No. How do you connect with the month of August as far as a birthday and anniversary?
My father's birthday.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that I interpreted it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's anything positive, whatever it may be. And I'm going to say this. Did you think you saw your father?
After he passed?
Yes. Mean? Like if you were out at the store or if you thought you saw something go by, because he keeps showing me my symbols for where I can see someone that has died. Now, you have to understand everyone sees and senses the souls of the departed differently. Uh-huh. So he literally put me in a Home Depot, which is just my symbol. And I felt like I saw someone that looked exactly like him, his walk, the way he dressed. And when I got closer, it's like, no, it wasn't him.
I can't recall, to be very honest.
Did you see something in the house or you thought you felt someone standing behind you? See, this is the other thing, Lorraine, when spirit brings up things that I'm the first one to say I misinterpret something. Uh-huh. Maybe I didn't interpret it correctly. But when spirit shows me things of sensing and feeling a soul and the person says no, it becomes my symbol for that you're missing the signs. You're not putting it together that it's him. Mm-hmm. Because yes, it's very easy to say, oh, dad, if it's you, I'm going to see 4 red cardinals and 2 butterflies by Saturday. And I know it's going to be you. It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for me. I can't say to someone, I want Elvis Presley to come forward. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So it has to be anything that goes on around you that is odd or weird or a coincidence, or just maybe remind you of your dad. No, that is him. Even if you think you see something go by, I'm going to say this to you because 2 things happened to me this morning of sensing and feeling spirit. I literally felt like someone tapped me on the shoulder and there was nobody in the room. Uh-huh. And I heard someone call my name and there was nobody in the house but myself. Know if things like that happen to you, know that that is your dad. Sometimes we just don't know what to look for. Were you just speaking to a friend that lost her father and you were asking her how she connects?
What I was speaking to about was, why don't I cry as much? You know, I cry, but I'm not like a person, like some people just, my mother's crying all the time.
Sure, you know? Everybody's different.
Listen. But I equated it because my dynamic in my house where I live didn't change, so there's no emptiness feeling in my house, whereas my mom has the emptiness feeling in the house.
I believe that can be, but you have to realize everyone is different.
Right.
The only thing you have in common with your mom is that you lost the same person. Mm-hmm. The way that you grieve, the way that you heal, the way that you sense and feel his soul, connect with signs and symbols is going to be different. Mm-hmm. There is no right and there is no wrong way. Your dad also made me feel like, you know that I died, but it's almost like it's still, you don't believe, like, I almost feel like I'm going to go call him or I'm going to, I feel like I'm going to walk out and I'm going to see him sitting on the couch.
Yeah, because I never saw him dead.
Right.
So we didn't have a funeral, so I never saw anything. I didn't see him in the hospital, nothing.
So for your dad to describe these moments and to say to you, we did everything the way that we could, this is so you know that his soul is at peace, he's proud of you, and that there is no way that we could have or should have handled things differently. Mm-hmm. For you, this isn't real. You're still like kind of numb from this whole entire experience the past 10 months. Mm-hmm. It has been a whirlwind of numbing for you. Mm-hmm. So don't feel, some people don't cry. Some people cry every single day, every moment. Be kinder to yourself and know that you're, and is this why your dad made me feel like I could hear your voice? I could feel you when your mom came in the room.
Right.
I think that is so important. And your dad also said to me, he goes, and you know, sometimes he says, you would not have wanted to have seen me like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, definitely not.
He said, that would not have been the way that you should have been left with that memory. Mm-hmm. He said, you wouldn't, he says, let me tell you, he says, my daughter is so strong and she's tough. Mm-hmm. He says, but that would have killed her. That
would have killed me. Because he was afraid of hospitals and all that. So for me to see him in such a situation like that and a condition would not have gone over well with me.
I think that this will hopefully open you up to seeing the signs and symbols, being able to embrace them and truly know that it is his soul, that his soul is in a place of peace and with other loved ones. Right. Did somebody lose a dog?
I lost a dog years ago when I was a kid, Bubbles.
So know that he has Bubbles with him.
Are you kidding me? He used to feed Bubbles steaks. He used to say, when I die, I want to come back as Bubbles.
Well, he's with Bubbles. And how do you connect with the number 12? Was Bubbles 12 when
my father's birthday was August 12th.
Okay. I just need to make sure that I'm validating it.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm interpreting the information correctly.
Uh-huh.
So know that your father's soul is with Bubbles, with everyone else that has left the physical world before him.
Mm-hmm.
And even after him, who just died? I feel like someone just died a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. A very good family friend named Charles passed away also of COVID. Like right before Thanksgiving, I think it was. Right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So know that they're together.
Uh-huh. And that's another big mouth. Go ahead.
Your dad, Charles. I don't think those two were good together. They just sat down at a card table. So I don't know if that's just, maybe they gambled together. I don't know. But it validates that your dad was there to greet his soul when he left the physical world.
Uh-huh.
Who's Rose? Is someone Rose, Roseanne, Rosemary, or has Rose in their name?
My husband's Aunt Ro. His Aunt Ro, yeah.
Okay. Because they just showed me yellow roses. So that's my symbol for if someone's name is Rose, Roseanne, yeah. Rosemary, has Ro in their name.
Uh-huh.
Is your father-in-law also departed as well?
Yes, he died when my husband...
Oh, years ago.
Yeah, my husband was 2 years old, yeah.
Oh, my God. Because all of a sudden, I kept seeing this man, and I said to your dad, oh, is that your dad? And your father looked at me and he had tears in his eyes. And he said, Teresa, you're not going to believe who's here. And he stepped forward and he saluted. So know that this is your father-in-law's way of acknowledging how proud he is of your husband and how proud he is of the man that he's become.
Mm-hmm.
And that I feel like, did he try to search to find out about him or... Because I feel like he didn't know much about his dad or his family.
Well, Reese, I tell you, a week ago, we looked at these old, they put these old pictures on a disc, old videos that they had. And there was a picture and his father came up and we kept replaying it to try to freeze frame it to get a picture of him. Yes.
So know that his soul was present for that. There is no way I would know that.
No, there's no friggin' way you'd know that.
No way.
Absolutely not. No.
This is not about your husband believing in what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Or even for you, for that matter. What I want people to believe in is themselves. And more importantly, an afterlife.
Uh-huh.
Even though we lose our loved ones here in the physical world, that soul bond can never and will never be broken.
Uh-huh.
Your father says, when all this shit is over, he goes, you better have a big party. He is like, all he wants to do is, and it's almost like he's like, hey, Charlie. Like, he's
That's
just like,
the way he is. Yes.
Greeting everybody. And everyone is so happy and excited to see him. Mm-hmm. And he's just like shooting the breeze of the old days with everybody.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So I feel like when you have these moments of, I wish I could have seen my dad. Remember that he says, you would not have wanted to have seen me like that. Mm-hmm. I would not have wanted you to have seen me like that.
Right.
Your mom needed to.
Yes.
Because your mom always kind of took care of him. And your father goes, it was more like nagging at sometimes, Teresa.
Yes. I'm going to tell you something, Teresa. One day, my father, this is how funny he was. My husband says to my father, he goes, Maran, she's rough. My father goes like friggin' sandpaper. So that's the kind of, humor he had. He came out with these things that you'd have to just laugh. And he was like, not realizing he was funny.
These are the moments in someone's reading, just like yours right now, are the things that I love about spirit. Mm-hmm. Because I feel that there is not a greater gift than your dad could have given you today.
Right.
Giving you of that, remember me the way I was, like giving his little one-liners, no way that I would know those things, the things that you've kept that had no monetary value.
Right.
To say, this is how you're going to be able to start to heal.
Right. Right.
Grieving for the rest of your life. And it's okay that you're not crying.
Mm-hmm. There is. I'm crying now. You got me crying, girl. So.
Why is it always my fault? It's your
you,
dad.
You evoke these feelings, you know.
But I love that about your dad, and he did an incredible job. The souls that he brought forward mm-hmm. to validate that he's not alone.
Right. Right.
And that they're all together.
Right.
Your dad just leaned over. I watched his soul kiss you on the side of your cheek.
Oh,
and he says, please tell my princess how proud I am of her and how much I love her. He goes, and every day she tells me how much she loves me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So know that when you speak to your dad hears you.
Uh-huh.
There is never anything left unsaid.
I feel so good about that because, like I said, you know, the last thing I know was I was speaking to him on a Friday on the phone. Oh. He said, they said, I got that thing. I'm like, are you going to be fine, Dad? And then boom, intubation and all that stuff. We never spoke to him again. It was just.
But remember in the beginning of the reading, he said, I can hear your voice on a phone call.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes.
This is before I even knew that he died of COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your dad did an amazing job of giving you that gift of peace.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it could take away that pain, that sorrow, or that feeling, but it's at least something. Like, this is how he wants to be remembered, just like in that picture.
Uh-huh.
And know every time you look at that picture, his soul is with you.
Oh, I'm going to print it out today as soon as we hang up. As soon as we're done, printing that thing out. Aww. I've been meaning to do it. It's such a nice picture, you know?
Oh, see that? Incredible. Well, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you, but most importantly, for trusting me with the soul of your dad.
Thank you, Teresa. So I really appreciate it so very much.
Thank you so much. It was very nice to meet you, Lorraine.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I felt a sense of peace knowing that my loved ones, particularly my dad, my aunt, my brother, who all died within 3 months of each other, that they're happy. And they gave the impression it was okay. My father was intubated for about a week before he passed. And it was weighing on my mind, like, did he know? Was he in pain? All that stuff. So by him coming through and saying that he couldn't believe how great it was there and he's loving it there and that he knew that we were there for him and that we did all we could, I felt at peace with that. I now know that he knew that we were on it and we just couldn't physically be with him, but that our hearts, our minds, we were with him 100, 1,000% of the way, even more. During the reading, she mentioned that my dad was, he was happy with some legal papers I was doing and he was showing her legal papers. And Teresa mentioned something about there being a pack of three. And that did not resonate with me at the time. However, as soon as we hung up, I looked to the right and the papers that came back from that lawyer were a FedEx envelope, another envelope, and a book. It was a pack of three. There was one time, at one point, Teresa and I was speaking, and I think she referenced something about, I don't just conjure up spirits. I can't just say, for instance, let me talk to Elvis Presley. You know, during the reading, that didn't resonate with me. But when we, about a week later, I said, Jesus, why did she mention, of all people, Elvis Presley? My brother was an Elvis Presley freak. So obviously he was trying to tell me that he was in the room. Because I mean, she could have chosen anyone. She could have chosen Betty Davis, Gandhi, but she chose Elvis Presley. There were things that Teresa was saying to me during the reading that they didn't resonate at that point. But afterwards, they did. My father came through, who I was hoping and wanting to come through, of all people. You know, it's my dad. But something else happened during the reading. And it didn't resonate with me till way after. She mentioned something about, I'm seeing a brother figure. During the reading, I equated that to my father's brother, who had passed. Afterwards, I said, holy moly, that's got to be my brother who died 3 months after my father. So that had to be my brother coming through, which is maybe why the Elvis came out of Teresa's mouth. Maybe it was my brother saying, hey, wait a second, it's not Uncle Frankie she's talking about. It's me. And, you know, during the reading, I remember thinking, as Teresa was talking about my father saying, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe this place is so nice. That was so my father's personality. I mean, it was just so the way I imagined he would be. I was hoping my brother would come through because he died unexpectedly. Well, he was very sick his whole life. He was born with one kidney, always in and out of the hospital. And in fact, the day that my father passed, my brother had the bottom half of his leg amputated because he had gangrene setting in. So he was basically in a hospital in Florida for months, and he was doing great. The day before he passed, my mother was speaking to him. He was exciting. He was getting his prosthesis. And all we know is the next day, all of a sudden, they went in his room to take him to his dialysis appointment. And he was unconscious. He went from that point to being brain dead to dying. So I was hoping that I would hear something from him. And it's funny, because when Teresa was telling me, I think she was discussing my father. And I believe she said something like, does your father have a brother figure? I immediately equated it to my father's brother who passed away, God, years ago. I pigeonholed myself into just thinking that this brother was attached to my father as if it was my father's brother. This had to be my brother. I do feel a sense of peace knowing that my brother is with my father and that my aunt is probably there taking care of all of them. The reading made me feel at peace. It made me feel happy. It put a smile on my face knowing that my loved ones were together. It made me feel calm and more calm, less guilty, less sad.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.